Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Courage is contagious. When another country called on Sparta for military help, the Spartans wouldn't send their army. They sent one Spartan commander. That was all it took to rebuild discipline in the troops, to inspire them, to toughen them up. One person who knew what they were doing, who wasn't afraid, who was calm amidst chaos. Courage is, as they say, contagious. Certainly the history of Stoicism bears this out. Where does Cato get his unfathomable bravery from? The example of his great-grandfather and his father. And Seneca, when Nero's goons came for him, from the example of Cato. For Marcus, it was Antoninus. For Epictetus, it was Musonius Rufus. It is key, Epictetus would say, to keep company with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. One of the misperceptions of courage is we think it's something that we're born with or we aren't. No, it's a tradition we choose to follow, or not. It's something we decide to expose ourselves to, or not. More importantly, it's something we decide to spread and inspire other people with, or not. Our call to you today is to become the one who makes a new majority, to be brave and to make others brave by association. To not just follow the example of Cato, or Antoninus, or Musonius, but to be one for all those people around you, to be the kind of presence that calls forth people's best. And look, if there's someone in your life who might be battling against fear, I hope you can pass them a copy of my new book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. It's the book I worked on for the last 2 years, including during the depths of the pandemic. I hope you can check it out. Maybe you can pass it to someone who is struggling with courage in their own life, trying to tackle something big, feels like maybe they don't have what it takes. That's what the book is about. You can get signed copies from me at store.dailystoic.com, or you can pick up the book on Amazon, Audible, anywhere books are sold. But I do hope you check it out. Very proud of it. Thank you for the support. Four Habits of the Stoic Mind, November 18th. Our rational nature moves freely forward in its impressions when, number one, it accepts nothing false or uncertain. Two, it directs its impulses only to acts for the common good. Three, it limits its desires and aversions only to what's in its own power. And four, embraces everything nature assigns to it. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Now, let's read the Gregory Hayes translation, because he doesn't do it in the list like we do. He says, "Nature of any kind thrives on forward progress, and progress for a rational mind means not accepting falsehood or uncertainty in its perceptions, making unselfish actions its only aim, seeking and shunning only the things which it has control over, embracing what nature demands of it, the nature in which it participates, as the leaf's nature does the trees. Except that the nature shared by the leaf is without consciousness or reason, and subject to impediments, whereas that shared by human beings is without impediments, and is rational and just, since it allots to each and everything an equal and proportionate share of time, being, purpose, action, and chance. Examine it closely, not whether they're identical point by point, or in the aggregate, this weighed against that." So now reading that, it's a slightly less clear what Marcus is talking about. So let's switch to a third translation. We're going to pull up the Robin Waterfield translation of Meditations, the annotated edition. He says, "Every nature is content when it makes good progress, and rational nature makes good progress by withholding assent from false or unclear impressions, by steering its impulses only towards socially beneficial works, by restricting its desires and aversions to things that it's possible for human beings to attain or avoid, by welcoming everything that's allotted to it by universal nature. For it is part of universal nature just as a leaf's nature is part of a plant's nature, except that a leaf's nature is part of a nature that isn't equipped for perception or rational thought, and is capable of being obstructed, whereas human nature is part of a nature that's unimpeded, intelligent, and just, seeing that it gives to each and everything equal shares according to their deserts of time, substance, cause, activity, and experience. But don't expect to find every individual entity equal to every other in each of these respects. You'll find rather that the sum total allotted to one thing has an overall equivalence to the totality allotted to another." So needless to say, this is not the clearest of passages from Marcus Aurelius, and I think we did a good job clarifying what he means. And I actually like the numbered bulleted list that we did it in here in the Daily Stoic, because it makes it a tad clear. But then this is today's entry. If you notice, Marcus Aurelius repeatedly reminds himself what Stoicism is. And these bullet points are helpful to those of us reading thousands of years later. But they were also intended to be helpful for him. Maybe this day that he'd written it, Marcus had accepted a bad impression or had acted selfishly. Maybe he had pinned his hopes on something outside his control or complained or fought against something that had happened. Or maybe it had just been a while since he thought about these things and wanted a reminder. Whatever the case was, or whatever ours is today, let's align our mind along these four critical habits. 1, we accept only what is true. 2, we work for the common good. 3, we match our needs and wants to that which is in our control. And 4, embrace what nature, what fate, what the Logos has in store for us. So those are four key Stoic habits we should practice on a daily basis. I love them. They're clear enough, I think, clarified a bit in today's entry. I think Marcus may, who am I to criticize Marcus, but I think he might make them a little more complicated than they needed to be. I think he was just giving himself four quick reminders, reminders that I needed today. I hope you did too. I'll give them to you again. Accept what is true, work for the common good, match your needs and wants to what is up to you. Finally, embrace what nature, what life has in store for you. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.